Visiting here now with Bruce Weber for the Kansas State University Wildcats, the new men's basketball coach, and thanks for joining us here this evening here at Scott City Fry this week. Cat-backer tour, how's it been so far?
Well, this is my first one, and I think it's a classic that I get to come here first, so I don't know if it'll get any better than this, but we go from here over to Kobe, over to Hayes, and then got a couple next week, more in the eastern part of the state, and then I think I hit the northern part after that, but it's great to go out. You got great fans. I think between the players being good kids and just the outreach of the fans, I think that's the thing that myself and our staff have noticed the most since we got here.
Well, when you were in your introductory press conference at Kansas State, you were talking about being down in New Orleans, wanting to eat the gumbo. You go from that to that thought to coming out here to a nut fry. Did you ever imagine that in about a two-month span?
No, I did not think I would be in Scott City with a nut fry. I didn't think I'd be in Manhattan when I went to New Orleans either, but especially that quickly. But it's it's fun. It's great. Obviously, a lot of enthusiasm. People love it. And this is for our players and all the players, the football guys, everyone that's here, for them it's a classic. They'll have great memories.
Definitely. So, of course, you had a pretty good run in Illinois, and coming here to Kansas State, you inherit a great group of kids. Talk about what it was like the first few days, of meeting the kids.
Well, the first thing I did was I made sure I got a hold of the seniors. I got a hold of Rodney. Even before I took the job, I didn't talk to him, but I had somebody that knew somebody that knew somebody that to get a hold of him, because you want your best player to be bought in, and it makes it easy as your coach. And so then when I got there, I met with Rodney personally, met with the seniors, got with the whole team, and then the next day got with everyone individually, and just to to make sure, one, the seniors know it's their team. They're important to me, even though I didn't recruit them. If we're going to have success, they have to have success. And then the third day, I got on the court with them and had workouts. I think that's the best way for them to start developing the trust and the respect. And I did every workout. There were 16 of them. Some of them we did at 10:30 at night because I was out recruiting and I'd get back late. But I wanted to be on the court and make them feel comfortable, and so it's been all good so far. I haven't lost a game yet, so everybody likes me right now.
I understand you're going to Brazil during the summer.
Yeah, it's great opportunity. In fact, the other two times when I changed jobs, I had that opportunity, and I kind of created that. So in the interview process, when I was talking to John Curry, I said, is there any chance of a trip? What's their schedule? And he said, well, he pulled out this big pamphlet, and he said, by the way, we're going to Brazil in August. It's already scheduled. He said, do you want to go? And I said, well, yeah, I'd love to go. And it's just a great advantage. One, I think for the kids to get to know you, get to know the staff, the families that'll come. I think the chemistry is a great opportunity when you have some guys, they've been together, but I think when you go on a trip like this and you're in a foreign country, I think you even develop a better togetherness. We get 10 days of practice, a lot like for Coach Snyder, they get spring football. We don't get that, so you get 10 days of practice every 4 years that you kind of, it's kind of like a spring practice. And then we'll go over there. We'll have four games. We got a lot of guys, get a lot of experience of, seeing what they're like, get a little bit of the system in. And then when you come back, we start school 2 days later. You should feel like you've been here before. It's not new, something new. And it's important for us to, get off to a good start of the season. And this is definitely going to give us a nice jump start.
Of course, you were influenced when you're an assistant coach at Purdue by a K-State alum and a Kansas native, Gene Cady. What are some things that he's told you about Kansas State University itself?
Well, he loves K-State, and he's talked about, since I started with him, he's very, very proud to be a K-State alum. Obviously, he was a football player here, but his true love of coaching started with Tex Winter. When Coach was a football player, I think he wanted to play basketball. All football guys want to play basketball, but he played at Garden City. He actually ran track, played football, and played basketball at Garden City Community College. And then he came to K-State and played football. All big, at least he's told me he was all Big Eight running back. I don't know if that's true. Dads tell you stories. Yeah, Big Six at that time, whatever it was. But you know, and so he's just real proud. And, you know, great people, obviously, and that's something we've realized. Also, you know, we were part of the first game. We came back and opened up Ramledge when I was assistant at Purdue. Lon, of course, was the coach at that time. And then we played them in the Sweet 16, if you remember, back in the Silver Dome with Mitch Richmond and those guys. And we were either a two seed or a one seed. And, you know, ironically, I've talked to a couple players from Purdue, from that team, and they still have nightmares about Mitch Richmond. And I think it was Scott was a good shooter, and you know, they had a pretty good team, and they upset us and moved on and lost to Kansas then, who, you know, ironically, Kansas with Danny Manning in that group went on to the Final Four and won the thing.
Yeah, but this is an interesting stat. Gene Cady, he was the head coach at Bullhead High School. He actually coached against Scott City in 1960.
Yeah, it was his first job. He went to the Pittsburgh Steelers, at least the story I'm told, and he got hurt. Came back, and it was too late to get a football job, and the only job open was basketball. He ended up having a great run at Beloit, moved on, and then he ended up at Hutchinson and got on with Arkansas with Eddie Sutton, and then, you know, then I joined him at Western Kentucky. So, you know, a lot of the Beloit guys, his former players would come up and visit us at Purdue. So they've stayed in touch, and, you know, Coach Katie's a great man and obviously a good coach. And, you know, I probably owe my coaching career to him because he gave me the opportunity, and I learned so much about coaching and about life and how to treat people. So very, very, very proud to be associated, be part of his coaching tree.
Of course, you're getting the coaching staff wrapped up. How tough has it been finding coaches? I know it's not a big year for that.
Well, I don't think it's a tough thing. My biggest thing is I wanted to make sure we had the right guys for K-State, and recruiting is important. It's different than when I was at Illinois, when I was at Purdue or Southern Illinois. We got to reach out. We got to branch out to some other places. We got to get to Texas, obviously the Kansas City area, but you got to get out to Texas. Frank did a good job of going out east. Some of the prep school, actually the whole Big 12 has done that. So we'll, you know, that's been the big thing with me, to make sure the guys that want to be at K-State understand it and then can really help us recruiting. And still at the same, you know, the biggest word for me in coaching is loyalty. And you want guys that are loyal to you as a coach, head coach, because they got to have your back, because it's a difficult business and not every day is perfect. You know, you don't stay undefeated. No one's going to stay undefeated. So when you have your bad days, you want to make sure you have guys that are there for the right reasons.
Well, Coach, once again, welcome to Kansas State University, and I know you're going to be excited in a few months to open up a brand-new office in the new training facility, and thanks for joining us here, and good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.